So, good evening, everyone. I want to read a little passage from a little book that the hippies among us all know called Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. And there's a passage in here that goes as follows. I had to strive for property and experience nausea and the depths of despair in order to learn not to resist them, in order to learn to love the world and no longer compare it with some kind of desired imaginary world, some imaginary vision of perfection, but to leave it as it is, to love it and be glad and belong to it. It reminds me of our chant that we just finished together. True happiness means no matter what happens, it's all right. If you become ill, just be ill. When it's time to die, just die. Unless you accept your present circumstances, happiness cannot be attained. And as we've talked about, many of us before, this happiness that we're talking about, this happiness that does not depend on conditions, is not the happiness that we may often think of, which is a kind of joyous feeling. It's a deep acceptance of whatever our situation may be, and that may even include that we are sad. By stepping back and seeing the way things are and accepting the way things are, we find that we are in alignment with current circumstances. Sometimes that alignment is with our rejection of current circumstances. Perhaps we look at something in our lives or in the world, some kind of injustice or environmental degradation, and we think, that is not okay. And we realize that we want to take action to bring about a better world if we can. Well, to be in alignment with these responses, to be in alignment with our disappointment, is happiness. The other evening, I was meditating, believe it or not, and I was sitting personally with frustration around some things that I'd been reading in terms of some current environmental policies. And I was upset. And I was thinking about the state of the world and the environment and what it would mean if we entered into some kind of, if we head in the direction that we are currently headed. And we moved into massive climate change and biodiversity collapse and et cetera. And I was just so sad, and I was having trouble facing it. I found that there was so much energy in me, so much anger, so much rejection of current circumstances that it was frankly rather hard to bear. And I realized that I hadn't actually fully integrated the catastrophe of it all. I was fighting so hard against it that I hadn't even quite fully accepted that, frankly, it is how things presently are looking. That things are bad. In other words, I was so caught up in my vision of how things should be that I was not accepting the way things are. And so I just sat with these feelings that were under the surface. All my anger, frustration, agitation was right there on the surface, like a turmoil on the top of the sea. Waves crashing and all kinds of high energy. I just stayed with it, paid attention, and noticed that underneath there was just a deep grief. And I just stayed there with that and let that begin to emerge and sit with it. Sit with what felt like to me the impending potential end of society as we know it, of life. Who knows? And just let it in, just let that possibility in. I don't even quite know how to describe this. It's quite a paradoxical thing to accept something that makes us so sad, so unhappy, so angry. Does not mean that we have to stop working to prevent it. In some way, on the contrary, I think it's only through really deeply accepting our brokenheartedness, our frustration, our sadness, about the way that certain things may be. I think it's only through this deep acceptance of the tragedy, if you will, that we can find some sort of peace with it, and then we can engage. Of course, it's not to say that anger doesn't continue to arise for me and things like that. But there's a depth that's possible, a kind of depth of presence with all of these tumultuous waves on top of the sea. We might say a groundedness in the way things actually are. Not just utterly swept up in our thoughts about the way things should be. And somehow that acceptance of how things are allows for more openness and expansiveness and compassionate engagement, for me anyway. I was recently reading a post by another Zen teacher, actually, and he was writing about the importance of taking care of ourselves. Of taking care of ourselves. That if we do not take care of ourselves, that our responses will not be skillful and will be unlikely to be effective. We all know this when we're overwhelmed and not taking care of ourselves, and then perhaps our partner says something annoying. We get reactive. We don't respond in a way that is compassionate and kind and skillful. We may say something sharp, interrupt, cut off, don't listen. We are turning away from what actually is, trying to prevent it from being as it is. And in so doing, we actually end up causing even more harm exacerbating circumstances. Gasoline on a fire. How to meet the world that we love with love. We would not be fighting for it if we did not love it. And so easy in our anger and self-righteous places that, of course, we all experience to get swept away in our rightness. And of course, that's when we constrict around our opinions. The rest of the world is boxed out, and we align only with what we think rather than with the way things are. And we are no longer nurtured and nourished by the way things are. Our practice allows us to open beyond those states that sometimes arise and possess us and make us unskillful. There are many of us working with the precepts in this group, actively engaging with the precepts. And the precepts are always pointing us in two directions. And in the relative sense, they're pointing us toward doing good and doing less harm, and doing all we can to save all beings. And in the ultimate sense, always pointing us toward just this moment, opening to things just as they are with our big, compassionate hearts that don't box out any being, open to every being just as they are. As I was sitting there that night, I was thinking about all the people who are doing all the stuff that I think is, you know, so destructive and horrible, and here comes the judgmental mind, right? Evil. People who just care about money and, you know, big oil and blah, 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 and off my mind spins with all of my judgments, how wrong they are. And something in that moment kind of cracked open in me. I thought, these are human beings. These are people who want to live comfortable lives. They want to earn a living for their families. They want to survive. And are surviving the ways that they know how. We are primitive beings. We are like cave people who drive cars around. Because we found a better way to get around. So we drive these cars instead of walking. And we burn oil and gas and coal instead of firewood to stay warm. The things that motivate these actions, these aren't evil things motivating these actions. It's just a desire to stay warm, to go where we need to go. And sometimes we forget that in our anger. Of course, there are things that people do that I look at and think that's so wrong, and that break my heart. But rather than getting swept away in my reactivity, sometimes I can sit with it and see the humanity in the other person. Recognize that they too are born just like me out of causes and conditions. That I too make so many mistakes. That I too cause so much harm. That I am not better, just another human being on this earth. And with that openness, possibility arises. Possibility of love, of engaging with love. kind of compassionate engagement in the world. And not only that, but then I am nourished by the world and not just tormented by the world. When I hear the birds outside or the wind in a tree, a squirrel skittering around in the leaves, I can be nourished by it because that is what is present now. And I'm not simply tormented by my visions of the future, of some hellscape where nothing exists anymore. Just present with things as they are. Is nourishing. We have that side of our practice where we can be nourished by just this moment, where we can just receive this moment exactly as it is and feel ourselves so deeply touched by this presence, this miraculous presence of being itself, of our breath, of our bodies on the cushions, sitting on chairs. Feel ourselves nourished. And we can find ourselves acting with love. So I guess, given that how many of us are so concerned about the state of the world in many different injustices that we see, racism, environmental collapse, to realize that part of being of benefit in this world is allowing ourselves to be nourished by the world as it is too, so that we can engage and continue to work with love toward a better future. Thank you, everyone.